But ultimately, the campaign that we led, that the final version of the campaign that we led in order to stop bank loans, because A, the investment flows of capital were becoming increasingly difficult to South Africa because of the tension. There was several forces, enormous tension in South Africa. One is the townships became ungovernable because of the children going on strike. They just took over the townships, began to attack the police and so on. The children were being killed. Secondly, the trade unions, the black trade unions, in spite of the laws against them, began to be formed, and they began to organize strikes, concerning the mines and so on, and you had a very, very tense period. Now these two developments, together with the kind of education that we've been doing over the years against apartheid, made it possible for us to now really bring intense pressure for the end of all bank loans, because what happens? The situation in South Africa was creating great pressure on the South African balance of payments, let alone on the economy. And they had to sort of depend on borrowing from abroad in order to sustain the exchange rate of their currency. And we just tackled that. No loans from the IMF. Great pressure on the banks to stop loans. Organized huge campaigns in this country for people, students and others, to withdraw their accounts from Barclays Bank, which was the main bank that was providing loans to the South African Reserve Bank.